It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Just ahead of Sal Hanvey. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Snoring. Now, I rarely snore. Apparently I do occasionally, but it's not a problem I have. You were saying to me as you sat down that you're a very silent sleeper, but not everyone you've slept with is silent.
That's right. And it's difficult for a lot of people to kind of get their head around, especially if they are either light sleepers or they maybe toss and turn, or the bed isn't great. Luckily, my bed, I've worked on it and it is great. I'm thinking about changing it possibly down the line again. I'm sort of a person who likes mattresses and changing mattresses. But when it comes to getting good sleep, it's number one if you think about it. We are literally meant to do it for a third of our lives. So if so, let's do it really good. A lot of people who come to me, clients, will say, I don't sleep very well. I'll ask them, what's the source of that? Do they know? Is it stress? Is it diet? Is it menopausal symptoms? Is it? And they'll say, no, snoring. Not all the time, but often. And they'll say, snoring, and it's my partner, and it drives me mad, and it keeps me awake. And I will then say, okay, how do we remedy this? How do we sort this? And often they'll say, oh, well, I don't know. I don't like the idea of going to another room. Just the idea of going to another room. I just don't. And I say, so you're going to like affect and impact the relationship by being really cranky and moody the next day and really irritable because you felt like it was socially acceptable and necessary to actually sleep in the same bed. So I suppose, like, I really would like the idea and concept of destigmatizing that, because really I think it is important and can strengthen a relationship, not actually divide it.
So it's not a problem if you snore, however it is a problem if you can't get to sleep. And I noticed in Boots the other day when I was dandering through, there was a little item for sale which was like a nose ring with magnets on it. Does that work?
There's lots and lots of gadgets out there, and you know, some of them do work for some people, but it depends on the level and severity of your issue. Like I know some of my clients, as well as a few of my friends, who've got sleep apnea, and they have like extreme like usage of different devices, like CPAP devices, which actually like changes the mandibular structure of the jaw, where it actually pushes the jaw out so that it doesn't mean that. So it pushes it forward so that you can't actually have that sensation. So it's a structural change of the mandibular in the jaw, and that's a CPAP, and that's an extreme version. But then you've got little nose strips, as you say, there's little rings, and even just some things like avoiding dairy. I know that you love your cheese, Frank, and you say that you don't snore, so it clearly doesn't impact you, but a lot of people who have dairy before they go to bed, it will actually impact them.
Yeah, you know, I might snore. It hasn't been a problem, you know, with the long list of people who I have shared my boudoir with. but seriously, I would hate to become a snorer, you know, because I always associated with being old. Is that a fallacy?
Absolutely not. It's wrong. It's definitely not an old thing. My brothers used to snore in the next room, and they were teenagers, and you wonder, was it because maybe I had a lock of drink in them? They were like 19, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe they were on the beers, and then I was so young I wouldn't think, oh well, I'll just listen to them during the week when they're not maybe having a drink to know the difference. But I was just like, stop it, quiet in there, you know, because they were just so loud. And also as well, you know, there's this association that only men snore. Not at all. Like, I've had friends come over and stay in my house, and I think, who is down those stairs?
So you'd be like a young woman who's going,
yeah, really quite loud, and yeah, almost like, are you properly getting sleep? Are you getting deep sleep? Because that doesn't sound like someone who's getting deep sleep. Like,
so what's the best way to, okay, cut out dairy, go to bed, and probably don't get a skinful of drink? What other steps should you take to try and avoid snoring?
Well, believe it or not, singing.
Basically.
Yeah, singing is really...
Daniel O'Donnell never snores.
I don't know now. But what I would say is that because it strengthens the muscles in the larynx and in the throat, apparently it means that you're less likely. So it's funny because I actually do know a few people I've talked to who are singers. And I am a singer too. So, I mean, maybe there's something in that. And even when I'm not singing, I'm still singing in the shower, in the car or wherever. But I will. I'll ask people who do snore, or sorry, who do sing, and they'll even ask their partners. And most of the time they'll say, no, my partner doesn't snore. And they could be overweight still. They could be eating a lot of foods that are mucus congesting. And still they don't snore because they're a singer. So maybe sing a few songs before you go to bed.
What about being overweight? Is that part of the problem?
It can be. Structurally, yeah, it can be. It's only one of the problems. I mean, it can literally be a genetic thing. It can be, as I say, the jaw position. It can be the foods that we're eating. It can be the position you're lying in bed. It can be even things like the pillow height. There's so many different things.
Smoking.
Big time.
It's always associated with it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is. It can really, really impact on that. But again, I've known smokers who've been singers and they haven't snored.
So the trick is, if you're living with a snorer, get him or her to learn a few songs. Anything in particular? Does it have to be like an aria or whatever? Do you need to be like Pavarotti? Do you need to express yourself? How do you, is it a bit of Big Tom's hardly going to clear the congestion, is it?
I think it's about the frequency of it. It's keeping it up. And doing it more often. It's just training and strengthening the larynx. It is a proven help. But for people who don't sing or even associate that with lacking of snoring, they don't think to do it, But, I mean, when it comes to it, it does impact a lot of people. There is a stigma associated with it. There is also that feeling of a lot of people actually have split up. Relationships can split up due to it. And even 40% of people over 60 admitted to... leaving their partner secretly, that they explained that it was because of the snoring. 2,000 people were in a pool and half of them left their partners because of snoring.
A couple of people saying they wear earplugs. This person saying, I'm totally deaf in one ear, fine when I sleep on it. Why, when I don't, I don't sleep well beside a partner and take the earplugs everywhere I go. This is one way of avoiding your partner having a very loud snore. A sip of honey going to bed, according to Geraldine. Would that work?
Honey's very good, yeah. It's an antibiotic, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory.
So there you go, a whole host of ideas, but no guarantee of a cure. It's just one of these things. It's like the common cold. It's going to be around. We can't guarantee that we can clear up your snoring.
Well, exactly, and it's like a diet. One rule doesn't fit all, and it's the same when it comes to snoring, unfortunately.
If you have a snoring story to tell us, if you want to embarrass the person in your life, feel free, or if you want to tell us anonymously who snores beside you, it's 0289033105. Sal, thank you.
Thank you.
The lovely Sal Hanvey, leading nutritionist here on U105.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.